Yes. Oh, the devil made me do it. Have you ever said that? Have you ever asked a question and heard that? Oh, the devil made me do it. I wonder, did the devil really make you do that? Or did you just want to do that? Everything that's wrong in this world is of the devil. Everything that is against God is evil. And everything that is evil has an origin, and that origin of evil is in the form of Satan. Or we call him Lucifer. We have all kind of names for this person, and I call him a person. I want to answer to you questions that have been asked me and questions that have not been asked me about demonism and Satan and demons. Because of time, I will not read but one verse of scripture from the Bible, but I will be making statements that are based on 119 verses of scripture. So if I say something that sparks a question in your mind, don't lift your hand, but remember it, and then after the service, ask me, because it's written right here why I made that statement and document it. A lot of the statements I make are based upon readings that I have recorded. And so there are a number of questions. To begin with, supernaturalism embraces not only the morally good, which is God and his angels, but the morally evil, Satan and his angels. And while for some time men have always denied the existence of God and holy angels, skepticism has especially been keen and very hard pressing toward the sphere of evil supernaturalism. And many who have professed faith in God question the existence of a personal devil, and they casually relegate the devil to the realm of folklore and maybe superstition. I once spoke on Satan, a whole sermon on Satan, and I, in the sermon, made a number of statements that were questioned by some people. There were people who said to me afterwards, "I don't believe in a devil." I said, "Are you a Christian?" And they said, "Yes. I believe in God and his angels," but they did not believe in Satan. Furthermore, they just couldn't cope with the situation that there was a spirit of Satan, yet they agreed that there was a spirit of God. I think we all would agree that God is here, primarily because this is God's house. If God is here, then his angels are here. If God is here, Satan is also here. And with him are hundreds and hundreds, and no matter telling how many thousands, of evil spirits. And so I want to answer some questions. And the question number one is this: do demons exist? If Satan and demons are merely the creation of superstition and imagination, then the whole field of demonism does not belong to, for example, the idea of Christian theology. But it is related, intertwined with Christian theology. Question two: is there any biblical evidence for demons? And the Word of God attests the reality of evil supernaturalism through both the career of Satan and his myriads of helpers called demons or evil spirits. Satan is represented in the Bible as Lucifer, who was the first and the most glorious creation of God. But he subsequently sinned, and in his rebellion, Lucifer drew a multitude of angels with him. Lucifer became Satan, and the word Satan, the Hebrew word Satan, means opposer or adversary. And this is what Satan is doing today. Each one of you are a walking battlefield, because raging in your heart is a battle between good and between evil. Satan reigns over a kingdom of darkness organized in opposition to God. And the scripture reveals the role of demons as Satan's powerful helpers, and they are in total opposition to God and man. Well, apparently Lucifer, the first of the angels, because he was an angel, created to have dominion over the earth, somehow or another got the idea that he wanted to be exalted himself. And so Satan was exalted and sinless before He rebelled and brought judgment and chaos upon the earth. The New Testament represents an overwhelming evidence for the existence of demons. Jesus' powerful spiritual ministry precipitated a violent outburst of demon reaction to what Jesus was doing. Satan and demons opposed the ministry of Jesus, though in opposing the ministry of Jesus, they were opposing the very thing, the very one, that is their downfall. Question 3. What is the physical evidence of demons in King City? Troublemakers of nature offer a very interesting analogy to the evil agencies that are in the spiritual realm. In the plant kingdom, we have pests, we have insects that blight continually and harass the local farmer. In the animal kingdom, all creatures have their deadly enemies. And in the human body, it is resistlessly attacked by a multitude of bacteria, and this causes disease, and this causes death, and these are results of demons. Because everything that is evil is not of God. And so in the plant kingdom, in the animal kingdom, and in the human body, when we are attacked by bacteria, which causes disease and illnesses, this is not of God. Question 4, then what is the historical evidence? By the time of Abraham, around 2000 BC, men had sunk into a gross polytheism. Their many gods were everywhere. They swarmed with evil spirits. In the time of Abraham, there were spells, incantations, magical texts, exorcism, and various forms of this demon phenomena. And it's being discovered today as archaeological evidence abounds. There are evidences today in King City that demons exist. Crimes, immorality, ancient as well as modern society point to the very existence of these spirits that take possession of men's bodies and minds and drive them to wickedness, and as a result of this, demons get more control of individuals. There are people in King City who believe in Satan and demons because they know the power of demons, just as there are people in King City who know the power of Jesus Christ and have attested to the great power that works in their life. The actions of the drunkard, the criminal, the libertine, the psychologically and emotionally disturbed, the dope addict, the gambler, the suicidal person are often caused by influences beyond mental and physical injury or disease. And the strongest evidence outside the Bible that wicked and unclean spiritual agencies can enslave their victims and drive them to self-destruction is provided by people who today deliberately plunge into sin. People who dabble in the occult and magical arts are recklessly flirting with demons and demonism. Ancient pagan practices find their counterpart in today's spiritual activities and psyche research. Moses warned Israel about this, against the occult, and yet those people to whom Moses spoke went their way. Words like wizard appear in the Bible. In Hebrew, that was one who knows. A wizard was a male medium, one who received superhuman knowledge through contacts with demons. The female medium who possessed such knowledge is called the witch in the Authorized Version. It's translated sorcerer in some of the newer versions. To the question, do demons really exist? My answer, speaking for myself, not for the church, is yes, demons do exist. And they are here in King City. And they're working just like God is at work. Then question 6 is this. What are the biblical interpretations of demons? Demons are unconfined fallen spirits, fallen angels. When Lucifer rebelled, and when Lucifer introduced sin into this previously sinless universe, he drew with him a multitude of co-partners. He drew with him all of the angels that he could. And then as their leader prince, he, the leader, had a lot of people following him. the scripture says, Satan and his angels. The scripture says Beelzebub, which is another name for Satan, who is the prince of demons. Are these words only biblical words and have no relation to modern day society? In Satan's kingdom and under Satan's rule, demons are his subjects, and they're numerous. They're so well organized that it's unbelievable what Satan can do with his angels. It's just like the commander-in-chief who welds together an army in opposition to a foe. Satan takes his angels, hundreds, thousands, millions of these angels together, and attacks. Well, there's victory over this, which we'll speak in a few moments. Question 7. Are demons active in King City today? What do you think? Are demons active in King City? It's okay when you talk about Jerusalem, but when you talk about King City. Well, skepticism and ignorance of God's word concerning Satanism, demonism, gives to the average Christian that which Satan can just jump right into and grasp. It's appalling, the misapprehension of reality today. Men who deny the existence of Satan and demons betray their rejection of biblical teaching. Men who deny the existence, deny the contemporary life of which they are a part, is just free from evil influences. Now, this is the plight of the liberal churchmen today. This is the plight of the untrained Christians. They leave their safe moorings from God's word, and they're caught in a swirling current of occult, fortune-telling, spiritualism, magic, and false cults. James A. Pike, a classical example of this, opened up to the world, to many Christians that is, a complete new concept. The sensational seance startled people all over the world and alerted Bible students to the reality of modern occultism and the traffic that's in demonism. The scope and the power of modern occultism staggers the imagination. Millions today, and some in King City, are unwittingly oppressed and enslaved by the occult. No wonder our mental problems are as they are, and our emotional problems are as they are, and it is increasing at an alarming rate. The Bible warns very clearly that demons are very highly injurious. The Bible warns that they are very destructive in their character. And these demons that are around today are in opposition to all that is good and true and kind and noble. And at the same time, the Bible clearly outlines how man can be delivered from demons. And that is in the life of Jesus, the redemptive work of the Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, this question, what are demons like? I'll tell you what demons are like. Demons are spiritual beings, just like angels are spiritual beings. A spirit that hath not flesh and blood. That is, demons do not possess a material body at all. Angels don't possess a material body. God doesn't possess a material body. Lucifer doesn't have a material body. On the other hand, they can act upon that human body, as well as the human soul and the spirit, and they are capable of entering in and assuming control of a human body and speaking through it, acting through it, as from time to time as they are possessed, and they do this as if it were their own property. Jesus, referring to demons, calls them a foul spirit. The Apostle Paul emphatically declares that Satan and his demons are spirits and that they are here. And this is my text. It's found in Ephesians 6, verse 12. Our fight is not against human foes, but against cosmic powers, against the authorities and potentates of this dark world, against the superhuman forces of evil in the heavens. This is what we're up against. A question, do demons have personalities? Yes, they do. The fact that demons are spirits and thus are immaterial does not in the least suggest that they act without the individuality that an angel can act with. Originally created sinless, they join Satan in this course of rebellion. Their decision was deliberate because they had a personality. They chose. You have personalities. You can choose right or wrong. And they chose in the full knowledge of the infinite goodness and holiness of their Creator. And so they are individualistic. And this is attested by their intellect and their voluntary actions. They think. Demons possess the attribute of speaking. They act. And they can act through a spiritualist medium or through a person over whom they have acquired control. In the case of demon possession, the divination is almost complete. In the case of demon influence, their control is less complete and it's less direct. These are some of the things that demons do and what demons are doing in King City. Jesus was up against people who were influenced by demons. Someone asked, are they then invisible? Yes, they are. Spirits are not normally subject to human visibility unless God ordains that we see an angel, and the same thing with demons. But God's universe operates in accordance with the purpose for which he created it, and the all-wise and all-powerful Creator is not permitting Satan and demons to throw his ordered universe in chaos or in confusion by violating the laws that God has established. Evil spirits can be seen. That's right. I believe that evil spirits can be seen. They can be communicated with through an intermediary or a medium of some kind. Human beings can communicate with evil spirits. I do believe. This is done through magic rites. When men and women and young people today ignore God's warnings and they enter into a forbidden realm, then they can witness materialization, they can witness levitation, they can witness luminous apparitions, as well as experience spirit rapping and trances and automatic writing and magical phenomena. They can experience clairvoyance and oral and written communication and all kind of other forms of spiritualistic phenomena. These manifestations, and hear me clearly, are not miracles. They are not miracles at all. They are things that operate in a well-defined perspective with God. God tolerates these things of which I've mentioned. And so they're not miracles at all. They are operating within a certain well-defined sphere. They're tolerated by God. Occult subjection and oppression are the inevitable penalties to all who traffic in this realm of evil supernaturalism. And people are doing this today. What about demon strength? Do you recall the example when this man was brought to Jesus who was possessed by demons? His name was Legion. Do you know what the word legion means? A legion in Roman history consisted of 3,000 to 6,000 foot soldiers and 300 to 700 cavalry. A lot of people. The man's name was Legion, also representing the fact that he had within him this many demons. We're talking about 3,000 to 7,000 plus 300 to 700 demons, maybe more. The point is the strength that was in this man. He couldn't be bound with chains. They would bind him with chains. He would break the chains because he had within him demons. And Jesus, with his authority, was able to expel the demon. They went into a herd of swine. This herd of swine rampant went running into the water. No wonder this demon-possessed man was disturbed physically and mentally and emotionally. Well, this is what demons can do to men. They can lead men into evil. As believers, it is good to know that God has figured out a way so that you can have control over demons and demonism. And the healthy Christian will never, never suffer from occult oppression. Let me repeat. The healthy Christian will never, never, never suffer from occult possession. Demons have been used by Lucifer to oppose God. And this has been seen in Cain's murdering of Abel. It has been seen by Jesus beginning his public ministry. It is seen today by betrayal, as it was in the case of Judas betraying Jesus. Peter denied Jesus. The leaders of the Jewish nation rejected and crucified Jesus. These are all results of that which is evil, evil supernaturalism. In King City, it is seen by cheating, lying in school, lying in business. It is seen by the result of the use of alcohol beverages, for example. It is seen in the result of gambling. Evil supernaturalism is seen in the lack of interest in city projects, in not having good parental participation in school activities, a careless attitude regarding certain phases in our city council. It is seen by foul language that is in our school, and I'm appalled that it's going lower and lower in grades every single year. Evil supernaturalism is seen in pornography literature, which is readily available in King City, as well as drugs, and the list is endless and endless. Evil supernaturalism keeps people from God, because that's the purpose. And how it makes Satan happy to know that in King City, the area of King City, our total population, not even one-fourth of people who live in King City are in church worshiping on any given Sunday. In fact, the list, as I have computed it, is one-sixth. One-sixth of the total population is in church on any given Sunday. Now, this is the result of evil supernaturalism. Satan opposes God. The church stands in opposition to Satan. The church represents what is good as we implement what we read in God's Word. And so since we are in direct opposition to Satan, he's doing all that he possibly can do. He'll influence the mind. And demons can do this. When mental and emotional disturbances are due entirely to natural causes, then medical and psychological care can be very successful. But when demon influence comes into a person, no matter how slight it might be at work, and when the mind is attacked, then this is when successful therapy must be done by an individual who has a knowledge of God's Word. So when, then, psychologists and psychiatrists, and when counselors and when physicians know God's Word, then they are in a position to deal with these mental disturbances which are caused by demon influences. Well, so much for all the questions. What about the one answer? And the one answer in my conclusion is this. It's what the Bible is all about. The Old Testament pointing toward Jesus, and the New Testament telling about him and telling what happened after his life. God is still sovereign. Satan is afraid of the cross. He shudders at the cross. Because Satan knows, as well as all his angel friends know, that their defeat is in the cross. The name of Jesus sends demons away. Satan flees at the name of Jesus. Yes, they are demons. There is demonic influence. But thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, Jesus, who had power over demons, who instructed his disciples to cast out demons, and who today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can do the same thing. God is still sovereign, and Jesus makes it all real and possible right here in King City. So, to you who have asked the questions, basically, are there demons? Yes, there are demons, and they're at work, and my, are they at work now after what I've said? May we stand as we pray. Our Father, not only is Jesus and the name of Jesus and the person of Jesus the answer to the problem that we have discussed this morning, because he was in opposition to Satan. He was triumphant. We are not. Satan influences us to do what we do that's wrong. Evil supernaturalism is readily available in King City because every person standing is a part of it. We all, since we are not perfect, have a little bit of Satan within us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray our Father that we would become more Christ-like, so that that area that Satan has control of in our individual life would become less and less and less. As we become more Christ-like, we fill ourselves with your Holy Spirit, and this pushes Satan out of our heart house. We want him all the way out. We pray, Father, that as we sing this concluding hymn, that each of us individually would make it a point to try to become more like you, responding to your love. For that one who's not a Christian, it would be a time to say, I want to become a Christian. For we who are Christians, it's a time to dedicate ourselves to you. So may your precious Holy Spirit lead and direct and guide us all as we sing this hymn of commitment. Amen. Hymn number 372, It's Just Like His Great Love.
give back a small portion to God. This is how we give to God. At least this is one way. We're thankful, our Father, that it's just like you to bestow your love upon us in so many ways. So bless, we pray, each one of us, as we receive and then as we give. And bless each one who gives at this time to your kingdom's work.